For America is a thousand lights and weathers, and we walk the streets. We walk the streets forever. We walk the streets of life alone. It is the place of the howling winds, the airing of the leaves in old October, the hard gleam falling to the earth of acorns, the place of the storm-tossed moaning of the wintry mountainside, where the young men cry in their throats and feel the savage vigor, the rude strong energies, the place also where the trains cross rivers. It is a fabulous country, the only fabulous country. It is the one place where miracles not only happen, but where they happen all the time. It is the place of exultancy and strong joy. The place of the dark and brooding air, the smell of snow. It is the place of all the fierce, the bitten colors in October, when all of the wild, sweet woods flame up. It is also the place of the cypress and the last brown oozings of the York Imperials. It is the place of the lovely girls with good chops and the husky voices who'll buy a round of drinks. It is the place where the women with fine legs and silken underwear lie in the pond and berth below you. It is the place of the dark green snore of the Pullman gulls and the voices in the night time in Virginia. It is the place where great boats are baying at the harbor's mouth, where great ships are putting out to sea. It is the place where great boats are blowing in the gulf of night, where the river, the dark and secret river, full of strange time, is forever flowing by us to the sea. The dogs keep baying in the river. At 12 o'clock, the Berengaria moans. A light slide gently past the piers beyond 11th Street. And in the night, a tall tree falls in old Catawba, there in the hills of home. It is the place of autumnal moons hung low and orange at the frosty edges of the pines. It is the place of frost and silence, of the gleam dry shocks and the opulence of enormous pumpkins yellow on all that it is. It is the place of the stern, feathery stumble of the hens upon their roost, the frosty broken barking of the dogs, the great barn shapes and solid shadows in the running sweep of the moon-whited countryside, the wailing whistle of the fast express. It is the place of flares and stimmings on the trucks, in the swing and bob and tottering dance of the lanterns in the yards. It is the place of dings and knellings and the sudden glare of mighty engines over sleeping faces in the night. It is the place of the terrific web and spread and smouldering, the distant glare of Philadelphia, and the solid rumble of the sleepers. It is also the place where the Transcontinental Limited is stroking 80 miles an hour across the continent, in the small dark towns where bylight bullets, and it is only the fine line structure of the secret, immense, and lonely of again. I have foreseen this picture many times, over by passage on the fast express. It is the place of the wild and exultant winter's morning and the wind with the powdery snow that has been howling all night long. It is the place of solitude and the branches of the spruce and hemlock piled with snow. It is the place where the four river boats are tethered to the wharf in the wild gray snow, furious, secret, and storm-whited morning whips across them. It is the place of the lodge by a frozen lake and the sweet breath and amorous flesh of sinful woman. It is the place of the tragic and lonely beauty in England. It is the place of the red barn and the sound of the stable hooves and a bright tatters of old circus posters. It is the place of immense and pungent smell of breakfast, the country sausages and the ham and eggs, the smoking wheat cakes and the fragrant coffee, and of lone hunters in the frosty thickets who whistle to the Alapian hounds. Where is old Dr. Ballin now with all his dogs? He held that they were sacred, that the souls of all the dear lost dead went into them. His youngest sister's soul sat on the sea beside him, She had long ears, and her eyes were sad. The 24 of his other cherished dead trotted around the buggy as he went up the hill past home, and that was 11 years ago when I was 9 years old, and I stared gravely out of the window of my father's house at old Dr. Ballard. It is the place of the straight stare, the cold white bellies, and the buried lust of the lovely Boston girls. It is the place of ripe, brainless blondes with tender lips and the flowery smell, and of the girls with shapely arms who stand on ladders picking oranges. It is also the place where large, slow-bodied girls from Kansas City with big legs and murky flesh are sent east to school by the rich fathers. And there are also immense and lovely girls with a grip of a passionate bear who have such names as Nielsen, Lundquist, Jorgensen, and Brandt. I look up and down the country, back and forth across the country, and the great trains that thunder over America. They'll go west with States of Square. They'll go to Boise and Helena and Albuquerque. I will go to Montana and the two Dakotas and the unknown places. There's the place of violence and sudden death. Of the fast shots in the night, the club of the Irish cop, and the smell of brains and blood upon the pavement. It is the place of the small town killings, and the miniature the lovers of their wives. It is the place where the negroes slash with the razors and the ilmen kill in the mountain meadows. It is the place of the ugly drunks and snarling voices, and the fair mouthed men and women fight. It is the place of the loud word and the foolish boast, and the violent threat. It is also the place of the deadly little men with white faces, and the eyes of reptiles that kill quickly and casually in the dark. It is the lawless land that feeds on murder. Did you know the two Lippy girls? He asked. Yes, I said. They lived in Biltburn by the river, and one of them was drowned in the flood. She was a cripple, and she wheeled herself along in a chair. She was strong as a bull. That's the girl, he said. It is the place of the crack athletes and of their owners in Limerick and March. It is the place of the 10-second men and the jumpers and vaulters. It is the place where spring comes and the young birch trees of a white and tender box of the thaw of the earth. And the fairy smoke of the trees is the place of the burst of grass and bud. The wild and sudden tenderness of the wilderness and of the crews out on the river. And their coaches coming down behind them in the motorboats. The surge is rolling them behind when they're gone with a heavy sun wash. It is the place of the baseball players and the easy lob, the soft spring smacking through their glove and mitt, the crack of the bat. It is the place of the great theatres, fielders, pitchers, the nigger boys and the white, dry, shirt-sleeved men, the bleachers and the resin smell of overworn wood. It is the place of Rube Woodell, the mighty and dimed and ill-fated pitcher, when his left arm is swinging like life. It is the place of the fires, the crafty Jewish liveries, the bowling Italians, Leonard Dundon, the rocky Kansas and Dundee. It is the place where the champion looks over his shoulder with a bored expression. I shall wake in morning in a foreign land, thinking I was in one of the straits of home. It is the place where they like to win always and boast about their victories. It is a place of quick money and sudden loss. It is the place of the mile-long frights with their strong, solid, clanking, heavy loneliness and night, and of the silent freight cars that carve away among raw, pining desolations with their promise of new lines and unknown distances, the huge and den of gape of emptiness. It is the place where the bombs come sanely from the woods at sunset, the huge stillness of the water tower, the fading light, the rails, sacred and alive, trembling with the oncoming train. Is the place of the great traps, Oklahoma Red and Fargo Pete and the Jersey Dutchman, who grab fast rattlers for the western shore. It is the place of the old blown bombs who come up in October, scales of dust and wind and crumpled newspapers and beg with candy on their breasts, help old Maguire. Maguire's a good guy, kid. You're not so tough, kid. Maguire's your pal, kid. How about Maguire? Maguire! It is the place of the poker-room players, and the drugstore boys of the town, oh, and a beer more, the tough town driver. It is the place where they go to the woods on Sunday and get up among the laurels. and dogwood bushes, and the rhododendron blossoms. It is the place of the cheap hotels and the kids who wait, which are in little and they go to get home there. This woman is the place of the drunken college boys who spend the old man's money. Oh, the affair games and the football games. Is the place of the lovely girls up north who have rich fathers, of the beautiful wives of businessmen. The train broke down somewhere beyond Manassas, and I went forward along the tracks with all the other passengers. "What's the matter?" I said to the engineer. "The eccentric strap is broken, son," he said. It was a very cold day, windy and full of sparkling sun. This was the farthest north I'd ever been, and I was 12 years old and on my way to Washington to see Woodrow Wilson inaugurated. Later, I could not forget the face of the engineer and the words, "eccentric strap." It is the place of the immense and lonely earth, the place of fat years and abundance, where they grow cotton and corn, wheat, the wine red apples of October, and the good tobacco. It is the place that is savage and cruel, but is also the innocent place. It is the wild, lawless place, the vile earth that is soaked with the blood of murdered men, with the blood of the countless murdered men, with the blood of the unavenged and unremembered murdered men, but it is also the place of the child and laughter, where the young men are torn apart with ecstasy and cry at their throats with joy. Where they hear the howl of the wind and the rain and the smell of the thunder and the soft, numb spitting of the snow. Where they are drunk with bite and the sparkle of the air and mad with this holy energy. Where they believe in love and victory and think that they can never die. It is the place where you come up through Virginia on the great trains in the nighttime and rumble slowly across the wide Potomac, see the morning sunlight on the nation's dome at Washington, and where the man shaving the Pullman washroom grunts, "What's this? What's this we're coming to, Washington?" And the thin man glancing out of the window says, "Yeah, this is Washington, that's what it is, all right, you're getting off here." And where the fat man grunts, "Who, me? No, I'm not going to Baltimore." It is the place where you get off at Baltimore and find your brother waiting. "Where's my father sleeping on the land? Buried, dead these 7 years, forgotten, rotten in the ground, held by his own great stone? No, no. Will I say father when I come to him? And will they call me son? No, you'll never see my face. Will never speak except to say." It is the place of the fast approach, the hoblong smoky passage, the tragic lonely beauty of New England, the web of Boston, the place of the mighty station there, and engines passive as great cats, the straight dense plumes of engine smoke, the acrid and exciting smells of trains and stations, and of the man swarm passing ever in his million-footed weft, the smell of the sea and harbors, and the thought of voyages, and the place of the goat cry, the strong joy of our youth, the magic city, when we knew the most fortunate life on earth would certainly be ours, though we were 20 and could never die. And always America is the place of the deathless and raptured moments, the eye that looked, the mouth that smiled and vanished, and the word, the stone, the leaf, the door never found and never forgotten. And these are the things that we remember of America, for we have known all the thousand lights and weathers, and we walk the streets forever, we walk the streets of life alone.